hours on these occasions, that can you reflect and be disappointed. But when you look back on it, first county titles since 1978, so it will be good end to the year, but you will be disappointed with today's result.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, you always want to win these games, and I mean, I thought we had a chance. I know we hadn't hurled a lot, but I suppose the beauty of the split season is, as you see, the beauty of the split season is that, you know, you wouldn't probably be county champions without it, and then the flip side is waiting 10 weeks to hurl, and that's not ideal. I thought maybe the last few training sessions we're starting to find a little bit together again, but you'd see they were a little bit sharp from hurling, I suppose, right up to 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they won the county title 2 weeks ago. They're a decent team, though, as well, Declan, aren't they?
That's the thing. It's not as if, just because, they hurled only 3 weeks ago, they're a good team to back it up as well. And like we saw the county final, it was a really good game, and like they won it here earlier in July as well, the double kind of county champion. So they were a good team. Look, I'd like to get a crack at them when you're in full flight, and you know, when you have 2 or 3 weeks of a break after winning the county title. But look, that's the way the ball rolled for us, and we had to go out there and try. And in fairness to the lads, they tried everything. Just the ball broke left and right, and they were fumbling a bit, and you could just see the bit of rustiness there. But they gave everything.
And you know, games turn on incidents, and you could have had a goal right at the start of the second half, and the ball went up the field, and they got a goal.
Yeah, well, it's kind of back to what I was saying to you. There was two fumbles, you know, in two different attempts at the goal, and you know, down the other end they were just a little bit sharper, and that's the difference. But sure, you can see, you know, when we were in full flow here in the air, those balls were sticking and going in, and you know, like to be fair to them, like that's just it's just hard to turn it around in that time frame. Like you couldn't even train, I suppose, for the vast majority of that 10 weeks. Yeah, you were down to the footballers being obviously giving it a go as well.
And you know, a lot of people talk about Nick Doyle. Obviously he was missed because of his height, and you know, you had to I suppose forsake Kevin really by pushing him in a full forward, which probably what you didn't want to do.
Yeah, look, I suppose we hadn't maybe Nick as an outball there, which we had been all year, and I suppose that gives you a chance then to vary things. It's not just Nick, or at least everyone's looking at Nick and maybe you try something else. Today obviously he wasn't there. There's a couple of other lads there went under the knife from our panel as well, so just the options were a little bit depleted. But yeah, sure, look, Nick was a big loss, but to be fair to the lads that were there, they tried everything, and yeah, just a fumble here and there away from maybe getting a goal, and yeah, being in the driving seat.
I suppose ironically, if the game had been played when it should have been played tomorrow, you would have had him.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's another way the ball rolled. We had to fucking take that, I suppose. It wasn't ideal, but yeah, we had to take it.
When you reflect on the year, though, it's been a great year, hasn't it, Nathan? You know, this is a team, this is a club and team that's promised so much. Even when you were time hurling, has promised so much. You know, to eventually reach the Holy Grail this year, it's a fantastic achievement for the lads and for yourself and Brian and Garrett. And the club, of course.
Yeah, that was, you know, for many years there, it looked like it was impossible, it wasn't going to happen, and I suppose it finally did, and yeah, you have to, I suppose, maybe in a couple of days' time, we'll reflect on that was actually achieved, but I suppose days like today, you'd feel very down and just disappointed because, you know, it isn't us in terms of how we can hurl. But yeah, look, reflection, it has been a great year. I suppose you want to be greedy and you want to go for everything when you're in this situation. But yeah, it was a great year for the club.
It's important. It won't define this season for you, of course, it won't today's game.
No, it won't. I mean, look, at the result, because it went against us today, you know, but like, I suppose we were just over the moon to get over the line in Wexford. We've been at it a long time, and that was the goal at the start of the year. Like, we would love to get back to Wexford for a home semi-final, not to be. But I suppose we're there now to be got at again next year by all the other 11 clubs in Wexford, and they'll be fancying their chances after seeing that today.
And it does mean all the young talents come through the club years after year after year that never seem to make. You know, I never seem to make it. Will this be an inspiration for some of those young fellas out to want to hurl?
You'd hope so, yeah. I mean, I know there's Adrian Fanning's at the under-13s as well now, and they've won a county final, like, maybe a little bit against the odds this year. So, you know, little shoots there, and yeah, you'd be hoping that there'll be one or two lads who maybe come back into the fold from the cold, and one or two other younger lads who might just, you know, make the trip up to Belfield and start off hurling. So you'd have to get a small bounce. obviously it's up to the club to drive that on too. You can't just wait for people to come, you have to reach out, which in fairness I think we're doing.
Top club today, and well done on the season.
Thanks, Liam.
Thanks.